Hi guys, welcome back to the Zedora Scarlett podcast. I hope you have been doing great. Yeah, let's get into today's episode. By the way, before I forget, thank you to everyone that showed me love on my last video. Yeah. Isn't it funny how hyped crypto was a few years ago, only for it to be a joke today after its market value just significantly dipped? Because I came across this meme that was saying, at least when the quail market crashed, tulibaki na stock na tukakula na ugali. Crypto inaacha watu na password too. I remember these quail birds. I think they were those noisy birds people were keeping and selling them, selling their eggs and shit like that. Yeah, it was a good time for some people before its value went down because the supply was just higher than the demand. That is why its value went down. This particular crypto meme reminded me of the Bitcoin situation because I remember someone who was posting in his WhatsApp status that he's making money from Bitcoin. He made 6K the previous week. There was a week he made 30K. I don't know where this money is coming from. I think it's quite a disgrace that I take business and I've never even made the effort. I've never even taken my time to actually understand Bitcoin and crypto. All I know is that something is just not adding up. Plus, I have a hard time understanding numbers. I also don't understand the concept of equities and all of that. But one thing I do know is that I know how to look at details. And there's this guy I really like. He's a very good YouTuber. He's called Spencer Cornelia, and he was talking about how much of a scam Bitcoin is. And oh boy, did it remind me of this particular guy I'm talking about who was posting stuff on his WhatsApp status. Because I remember DMing him one day and asking him, like, is it this legit that you're making that much money? And he was like, yes, you can even start it off with 3K, 2500. And I was like, huh? But mostly I hear people just starting off with 6K. So one thing I noticed about this guy is that his spending habits did not match the amount of money he claimed to have earned from Bitcoin. And I get it. There's a difference between the value of your assets, your stocks, your Bitcoin, and the current cash you have. The Bitcoin, you're just still waiting for, you're just waiting to sell it. But here's the thing, why would you invest in something that's not like making you progress even a tad bit? Because I asked him this, but I've heard that it's hard to find someone who can actually buy your Bitcoin. And he was like, yeah, but it's worth it because I'm waiting for the value to go up so that I can sell it. I can sell the Bitcoin. And I was like, no. No. Because one thing I've noticed is this, people forge explanations, or people have forged explanations for everything, especially when they don't want to know the truth or hear the truth, or they can't even accept the truth in general. So yeah, I felt like this was obviously a scam because number one, the words and the actions just don't match. I mean, you cannot be wallowing in the same dust as me and then claim that you are making 30,000, 6,000, 3,000. No. Life just doesn't work like that. Atuwezi kakua tumeparara the same. And I don't mean this like in a bad way. It's just that inconsistencies are what proves that a lie is a lie. Yeah. When you're inconsistent, do not try to say that, oh my gosh, I'm just trying my best to show you. You're just not believing me. Trust me. Trust me. No. If you're inconsistent, you're inconsistent. And before you say that, oh, look at you trying to act like you are a psychologist from Kariokou, trying to study human behavioral patterns. Ugh, ninini wewe. Just know this. It is basic common sense, observing people's patterns, listening, being keen. So yeah, before you invest in anything that's being hyped up by either your friend, acquaintance, family member, the streets, or social media, just ask yourself if it's really worth it. Do your research, thorough research. If it's not answering all your questions, like in a clear manner, just put a pin on it or just forget it in general. The reason I'm saying this is I remember when I first joined university, just there being a fresher, all innocent and shit. Pyramid schemes were booming. And at that time, there was this one that was quite cheap. It's not like the AIM Global one where you're getting to, you pay 25,000. Like, who is going to pay you 25,000? Get out of here, by the way. Fuck off. Anyway, so this was for 5K. They sounded very convincing. Like, the greedy person I am, I was like, this is a must. Because, you know, in your head, you're like, I want to ball in first year. I want to ball throughout. Because when you Google pyramid schemes, when you Google even AIM Global, you will see someone sitting beside like a very expensive car. You don't even know if it's Photoshop, but it looks so convincing. You're there just thinking, you know, I want to shine. Huh? I don't want to look like this for the years who have been given, like who have been hit by the dust of life. Huh? Little do you know that you are actually glowing because you're eating your mother's food. life has a way of just slapping the fuck out of you, by the way. So there was this girl I knew. She had just joined this group and she's the one who's trying to convince me to join this group. And she had already convinced me. Because, you know, like the greedy person I am, why would I not be convinced? But then again, my other flaw started to take over. The overthinking part. I started thinking too much. So here I am with no money and I need a whole 5,000. I asked her, okay, can you lend me 5,000 shillings so that I can join this group? And then when I start earning money, I can repay you. And she was like, no, it's not going to cut it. I don't have anything I can give you right now. Like, you have to just find 5,000. And then she told me this. Okay, see, when your student loan clears, see, you just, okay, when your student loan is deposited, just tell me, and then we can go through this process. Like, haina haraka. Huh, you think someone is understanding. Anyway. And then I asked her, who helped you join this particular group? She was like, my cousin. Then I told her this. So your cousin, Basi, has been there longer. She was like, yeah. Then tell him to lend me 5,000 Kenyan shillings so I can join and then I'll repay him. She's like, no, it's not possible. I've asked him even. He said it's not possible. You'll have to join with your own money. I was like, huh, that's very tricky. That's suspicious because if it was a very profitable endeavor, they would have helped me with the money faster than I can draw my second breath or my next breath. But this was not the case. So this made me even think deeper. Because in my head, I was already like, I am not going to put in any money. They better help me with their money so that I can repay them. Otherwise, I'm not using any of my money. But you know, still my greedy side is there. Huh? Ulafi. So my student loan was deposited finally. And then she got word of it, like the second round. People of the second round have already gotten their money. She came to me and she was like, see, you said you're going to join. Guys, you told me. So you just joined. So you told me. Like, she was nagging me. And this really disappointed me because I kept asking myself, why would you push me this much? Like, the money is mine, but you're acting all suspicious. So I never invested in this particular thing eventually. But then months later, I decided to ask this girl, okay, did you make any money from this particular group? And she was like, yeah, I made some money. I made 10,000. And I'm like, oh. But she invested 5,000. It's like almost a month, an year later, but you made only 5,000 on top. Mm-mm. I'm trying to imagine that she was trying to bring in people to get back her 5,000. That's the only thing that was coming to my head the whole time. Like, she was trying to get people because per person is like going to be only 1,000. It's only going to be 1,000 Kenyan shillings. So she probably made her money from like bringing in people. But the way she was thirsting for me to get into this group made me ask myself a lot of questions. Because I'm only trying to imagine this person will not tell me that they have gone through losses. This is why I'm telling you, like, nobody will be like, oh, tangazo, tangazo, I have problems. Oh, tangazo, tangazo, I have literally taken the biggest L of my life. No. People are going to be like, head high, smile, and move on. So it's very good that I am an overthinker, honestly. I just remembered a story, by the way. Story camp, aukwa, pakawa, sahani, yamchele. So there was this guy in our class who one day texted in the class WhatsApp group, and he was like, hi guys, if anyone is interested in online marketing, feel free to DM me. It's only gonna cost you 200 bob. You're gonna get to post in your WhatsApp status and get paid. It's just quick money. Yeah, so DM me. And people fell for this shit. People paid 200 bob to join this group. I mean, did you think that you're going to become a WhatsApp status influencer up with your posting Elianto na PK? Ah, some of you are clowning bad. Honestly, I'm not trying to shame you, but shaming is the best way to avoid nonsense. But hey, I can only imagine. Like, it sounds like it's just small money, but you know this is someone fucking with your mind. Because this motherfucker, like, he knows very well that he's going to go back to this class after taking people's money and sit comfortably and act like never before. Just laugh with you and continue with life. So people joined. I used to see people posting in their WhatsApp status or on their WhatsApp status to Eliantos, Ungaya, Ugali, Wheat Flour and shit like that. And you'd think that they are actually going to be paid because they were told at the end of the week you will get paid. And they were also told that for every person you bring in, you're going to get paid. I don't even know how true this was because I hear some people saying that they were not paid because obviously this was a pyramid scheme. Who told you that you have to pay 200 bob to join an online marketing platform? Aye, you WhatsApp influencer, hi. Oh my God. And I remember there's someone I know who's close to me who actually did this scam. Despite not learning from a particular situation we had up with you 2019. So here's the thing. I know my stories are all over the place, but this is how I give stories. Just bear with me. So the first time I discovered Killimall online shopping platform or app, they were having sales. So a very close friend of mine sent me the link to this particular app. I went, I checked it out, and they were having mad sales. Like, this was so seductive. And then she sent me screenshots of how there are sales on lipsticks for 1 shilling. This is so embarrassing. I remember I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting. The red ones look like they are redding. The purple ones look like they are purpling. The pink ones look like they are pinking. The nude ones look like they are nuding. Like, ah, only fans and shit. Oh my God. So, like the clowns we are, I decided to tell my friend, okay, if you think it's like legit, go ahead, buy it. Like, we can actually try it out. So yeah, we bought the lipstick here, 1 bob. Do you know what 1 bob is even in dollars? Like, it's like 1 cent. Like, this is so disgraceful. KSL could never. KSL could never. I'm talking about the suites, not the school. And you were like, hi. Because me and my friend, we are very greedy people. Time. This is the reason why we get ourselves into stupid shit. Because honestly, each company is enjoying economies of scale to the point that they're having a sale on lipsticks. And the sale, and the price is 1 Kenyan shillings. We've never even talked about this with my friend. I've never even mentioned this to any other person because, guy, this is so pathetic. Like, there's no economies of scale here. This is just bad ingredients and economies of shame on our end. And we went to pick it up, like, confidently, like... This is so embarrassing. I've never even told my mom this guy. Shameful, shameful, shameful. One bob lipstick. Ay. Anyway, jinga. We are so stupid. And for Halloween, I think this time we should wear a clown uniform. Just that big red button, ugly red shoes, and laugh the whole day because both of us are clowns. You conceived the idea and I was the yes man. Like, just perfect couples. This episode is kind of all over the place, but please bear with me. Please just try enjoying it. Lipstick, yeah, one bob. Anyway, just remember this. Before you invest in something, ask yourself if it's really lucrative. And this is in reference to the whole scams, Bitcoin, crypto, all of that stuff. Ask yourself if it's really lucrative. Because people out here are probably, they're probably earning money, but it's not as big as you think it is. Like, the bag ain't that big. They're probably getting paid 10,000, 5,000 only in like once in a blue moon and then putting power 100 in their head. Then you think that the math is mathing, but no. Mm-mm. Someone is busy being delusional, believing their own lies, and then selling it to you. And then you buy it. And be very careful. Yes, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for staying to this point. God bless you. Bye.